Starting July 1st, adults in Vermont will be able to have small amounts of marijuana, and they'll be allowed to grow up to 6 plants. So people who have been growing illegally will be coming out of the shadows, and there will likely be a whole new crop of growers giving it a try. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has a look at how Vermonters are preparing for the big change.
It's delivery day at White River Grow Pro in White River Junction, and an 18-wheeler is pulling into a parking lot just off of South Main Street.
Hey, man. How's your day?
Phenomenal, man.
They've got a couple of pallets of fertilizer and soil coming in, all geared toward successfully growing cannabis indoors and outside.
And just write down on that one if we can. Both of them will go down here. Sorry, we're a pack tight.
The store's been open since 2014, and it specializes in helping people grow cannabis. Store co-owner Stephanie Waterman says they've had July 1st circled on the calendar.
We've been so busy. It's great. It's a blessing. We've been busy for a long time, but we're going to get even busier, so we're gearing up.
White River Grow Pro has been openly discussing how to grow pot since they opened. Vermonters with a medical marijuana card can grow weed, and so, the way they see it, anyone who walked in the store could have been a medical patient. They never ask, though it's likely some of the customers have been growing illegally. Waterman says as we get closer to July 1st, she's seeing a new crowd of people who are ready to get their hands dirty.
We have so many people coming in the store who are over the age of 60, who are interested and want to grow cannabis and want to know where to start. And, you know, now that it's legal, they feel that they can. They haven't been cannabis users for a while. Maybe they were in the past and they're ready to get back to it. So it's interesting, the new markets that are coming in into the cannabis industry.
Matt Leonetti is not a newbie. Leonetti was at the store putting in an order for some grow lights. He says he's been growing weed for decades. He was busted back when he was younger, and he says this law, it's a big deal.
This is a day that I've waited for a long time. To not have to look over my shoulder is a huge thing, because that sense of fear that was there for a long time is now gone.
Stores like GrowPro have become the de facto centers for both picking up supplies and getting tips on how to successfully grow marijuana.
We've got nutrients, we have lights, we have grow tents, we have grow film, fluorescent bulbs, LED lights, the good lights.
Waterman's husband, Kendall Smith, walks through the store, pointing out all of the gear a grower could possibly need.
Hydroponic fittings, more hydroponic fittings. Hydroponic tables, air pumps.
Smith is passionate about what he does. He's into organics and probiotics and the high-intensity grow lights that all work together to give you the stickiest buds possible. Smith knows over the next few months there will be a lot of people starting their first marijuana plants, and he says Vermont's experienced growers are working together to make sure they get it right.
We really are trying to help each other to get the platform to speak and to talk, to get everybody knowing, so that we can be helpful in driving the direction of cannabis growing in Vermont, and really trying to make sure that the people who should be leading the charge are really standing out front and leading the charge, and that they're the ones that people are listening to and getting the advice from.
Smith says he's stocking up for July 1st and then expects a second wave of growers to check out the store in the fall when it's time to move growing the plants inside. After that, the holidays will be here, and who wouldn't want a complete indoor grow system underneath the Christmas tree? July 1st is a Sunday, and White River Grow Pro is usually closed, but the owners say they'll open up the store for this historic event. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in White River Junction.